So, David, you're part of Wage Peace. So, do you want to tell my listeners about what Wage Peace is about?
Wage Peace is a group of people who are working for peace, and we do that largely through direct action. We have a campaign against Boeing, which is the third biggest military weapons manufacturer in the world, come from the United States. Most people know them for their passenger aircraft, but they also make many military hardware. They make missiles, they make bombs, they make military helicopters. The one that was used, the famous Collateral Murder video, which is one of Boeing's attack helicopters. They make the Minuteman nuclear-armed bomb, drones, basically anything that's in the air, that's the military. Boeing's behind it.
And they're in Brisbane.
Yes, they're in Brisbane. So Boeing have a partnership with the University of Queensland. They have an institute in the engineering department in the University of Queensland. They also have some office space in the city, in Brisbane, and the lands of the Yuggera and Turrbal people. And up in Alderley, in the just north of Brisbane, is I have a subsidiary who are making drones. They also have some sort of deal with the Queensland University of Technology too.
And I know that Wage Peace is pretty creative in raising awareness of weapons manufacturing and Australia's connection to weapons manufacturing. And in the middle of January, a group of 12 went to Boeing's office in Brisbane and did an art installation, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so we went to visit them in the city, and we all hopped in the elevator, and when we got out, basically managed to trick the reception person into opening the door for someone, and then we all walked into their foyer and occupied their foyer, and I did a bit of creative artwork. I had some wheat paste on me, and I applied the wheat paste to their glass cabinets, which has got models of all the aircraft that Boeing have made, and we pasted up little images of like children that. Victims of war, Palestinian children, and also little signs saying Boeing arms genocide.
I was also taken by the fact that you did a poetry reading. I thought they must have felt quite blessed that you did that.
Yeah. Strangely, the police didn't seem too interested in our poetry reading, but yeah. One person in our group just decided to continue anyway and read the poetry. And yeah, we sort of just held the space for a while. We had a few banners as well and a live stream. And yeah, unfortunately, the police turned up quite quickly that time. Other times they haven't turned up. And a few days later, we received charges for our creativity and solidarity.
But also, a week later, you were raided by a household was raided by the counter-terrorism police.
Yeah, that's right. I was pretty shocked to find a media release from the police saying that the counterterrorism units were investigating us. It's also in connection with another action where people went onto the factory floor of Ferrer, which is a engineering company that makes crucial components for the bomber that's being used to bomb people in Gaza, Lockheed Martin's F-35 bomber.
Talk about the raid. Tell me about the raid. What happened on the raid?
The cops turned up at our place at 6:30 in the morning, and bashed on the door. I was sick with COVID at the time, and so thankfully they didn't enter my room or search my room, but they did enter the room of someone else who was at the art installation and the solidarity action at the Boeing office in the city. It was a bit of a rude awakening. Hard to put into words. Understandably, people were quite upset and trying to understand why or how they've been able to obtain a search warrant for such a minor action, just an office occupation.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because it means that on one hand, maybe it's a sign that you're terribly effective, but on the other hand, it could be a sign that counter-terrorist police in Queensland are trigger-happy.
I'd like to think it's the former. I'd like to think that we've been effective and that we've upset someone in Boeing and that they have put forward complaints to the police and demanded them to act. I don't really know. Here we are, peace activists trying to stop violence and stop bombings from happening, and we're getting pursued by the counterterrorism squad. It's very strange. It just confirms to me that police, one of police's roles is to defend commerce, even if that commerce is making bombs for mass murder.
The charges that were laid against people in the Magistrates Court, Brisbane Magistrates Court the other day, were violence related, weren't they?
Yeah. So the cops were asserting that that we were violent. A witness claimed to have been shoved and pushed backward, which is not true. And they're also claiming that wheat pasting is violence as well. And one charge kind of impinges on the second charge. So willful damage is the wheat pasting. And the second charge is to remain after violence has occurred. So they are claiming that the wheat pasting is violent because it's damage to property. We're going to challenge it. And they're probably also going to use this assault, which we're also going to challenge. And unless this witness is willing to perjure themselves, I think that charge will be dropped as well.
It's interesting because Margaret Pistorius in the media release puts it pretty succinctly. Such actions were aimed at drawing attention to Boeing's significant role in manufacturing weapons responsible for the deaths of innocent civilians in conflict zones like Gaza, which is effectively very violent.
Yeah, it is. It's a strange juxtaposition, considering the massive violence that they are facilitating, and yet we're being told that we're violent. Yeah, it is. It is pretty strange.
The federal government has put out releases or had the gall really to say that Australia isn't actually exporting weaponry to Palestine or to the Israelis. But it's quite clear by your actions and others in Victoria as well that this is misleading, isn't it?
Well, I've just been reading a bit of information from Michelle Fahey, and her research says that FARA is a sole supplier for components for the F-35 bomber, and that F-35 bomber is being used on by the Israeli military to bomb Gaza. So, it seems pretty clear to me that there are parts and components that are being used in this current genocide.
When will you hear about the court case? What's going to happen with the court case?
We've been for a mention, and we're requesting a brief of evidence. And yeah, most of us are quite keen to challenge it in court. And yeah,
Okay, all right.
probably
So
not going to happen until like June or July or something.
all right. Okay. So keep us posted, David.
Yeah, we'll do.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for talking to me.
No worries. Thanks for having me.